What is peace brain? Peace brain is the synergistic connection between our mental and emotional bodies, blending the electrical power of the mind with the magnetic force of the heart. Listen and explore how to create unity worldwide as we blend science and metaphysics, open our hearts and minds to the possibilities of peace on Earth, and create the life we are each destined for. Featured guests range from angel communicators to zoologists and everything in between. Now here is your host, Dr. Gail Lash.
Hello and welcome to the Peace Brain Show. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and we're really happy to have you here today. Today, again, I have my guest, Pam Rinney, and we're going to be talking about what do you want to create today and how what happens when you lose your reference points, when you lose a sense of who you are, and how do you get that back. So I'm very excited about the show today, and of course, at the end of the show, there's always this wonderful Peace Brain meditation that we encourage you to stay for and to participate in. So, as always, I open the show with a quote, and today, actually, I decided to pick three small quotes. And these are from holy writings. They're from holy different religions, and one of them, the first one, is from the Buddha, and he says, "There is only one time when it is essential to awaken. That time is now." I like that quote. All right, the next one is from the Bhagavad Gita, and it says, "All human beings, though they may seem to be walking in divergent paths, are all marching to one goal, and that goal is self-realization." Definitely what we're going to be talking about today. And the last quote is from Baha'u'llah, and he says, "O Son of Spirit, with joyful tidings of light I hail thee. Rejoice. To the court of holiness I summon thee. Abide therein, that thou mayest live in peace forevermore." So these quotes, to me, talk about that we need to awaken to who we are. We need to realize ourself, our true self, and abide in that holy court of the Creator. And we are creators. So knowing that, being aware of who we are, being aware of how we can awaken to our true self, that spiritual self, that divine self, and be able to put forth, okay, what am I here to do as my spiritual being in a human body, of course? And so what are my talents and gifts and how I really may know myself and walk in the world in my true self? So that sets the stage, I think, for those times. You know, there's many times that I'm sure we actually do know who we are, and we do know our divine self, and you feel it. You know, you have that reference point of your connection to God or Creator, and you're in that divine space, that beautiful space, and you're walking around and having a beautiful day, and you know what your mission is, if you will, your purpose in life, and then suddenly something happens, or you just lose that feeling. You lose that reference point and go into a space of, wait a minute, am I doing the right thing? Or something may have happened to create that shift in an external part of your world, you know, losing a job, changing locations, losing a loved one, etc., whatever it might be. Or just even something happens with your physical body. You get sick or just feel uncomfortable and suddenly things change. So the life is a journey that we have, that it's an ups and downs, and we go various places. We all have, as we were talking about, our unique talents and gifts, and knowing your self-realization of who you are. But when those reference points get lost, that's what we want to talk about today. So let me bring on my guest, Pam Rinney. If you've listened to our previous shows, you've known she's been our guest for a while. And we've had these lovely conversations. I love bringing her on to talk about these really fundamental parts of our physical and human, you know, walking our human life here on the planet. So Pam Rini is a Sacred Journey mentor. She is a channeler. She is a wonderful guide, an alchemist, has mastered these alchemy tools and knows how to guide you on walking your sacred journey. She has private clients all over the world. She also puts forth classes and workshops online that you can tune into. And you can learn more about her at pamrinnie.com. That's PAMRENNIE.com. So, Pam, welcome to the Peace Brain Show.
Hello, Gail. Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me. What a great day. What a great topic. You know that. Yeah, thank you. You know, that's been my quest. Everything we're talking about and everything we talk about, of course, are things that we've walked along our journey and are still walking. So.
Yes. You know, and we were talking earlier today before the show about what is losing your reference point. Let's talk about that for a minute.
You know, it makes me think of, I always use the, now this is an example of a reference point, when I call it, when I really began my spiritual journey, which, I mean, truthfully, that happened the moment I was born. But there's a pivotal point in my adult life when I call that kind of the beginning, if you will, of the next chapter of that journey. And I was really looking for things. I was looking for answers. I was looking for a path, and I didn't know what I was looking for. And that, in a sense, is a reference point. And what I've learned along that journey is reference points, as they change, because we're changing, we're evolving, sometimes as we step into that knowing, we don't know anything anymore. Everything changes. And I've had moments, and I'm just going to jump in here, I've had moments where when I've made really, I'll use an example. I'm just back from Arizona last night where I was at the Mastering Alchemy Level 3 conference, which was wonderful. Amazing experiences, and sometimes when I go through, oftentimes rather, really big shifts, and there were big shifts, big expansions in that, and our themes were, our words were expanding, creative, focus, so lots of opportunities for stepping into that, what I love to say, that intuitive knowing place. But as I was flying home, I had this sense of losing my reference points, meaning, wow, what space do I operate from when I get home? Almost a sense of who am I? Who am I now in this new space and place? And that's something that I've experienced multiple times on my path when I've made some really big changes. At first, it's that reference point's not there. You're creating the reference point. You're bringing everything forward of the new you, in a sense, of how you want to experience yourself in the new opportunities you've had. So taking the three words, because we use words a lot in alchemy, so I'm choosing how do I want to go forward being a focused being, being creative, and being continually expansive.
So I love those words, and they fit so well into our show today because in talking about, as you just said, So reference points are really experiences we've had along the way, and okay, I feel comfortable now, that's a reference point, but something shifts, so I lose that comfortability, I lose that comfort, that reference point. I need to find another one, a new comfort place, if you will. But the expansiveness is, we're always growing, we're always learning, you know, life is a school. It never stops going to school. So we're learning every day with new things. And to be that beautiful, expansive spirit that each of us are, we have to be open to these new experiences, open, if you will, to losing our reference points.
Exactly. So, and Cooper and Leo are being very vocal because I forgot to gate them in the kitchen. Would you like me to go do that now?
No, he can be part of the show.
They're being part of the show. So, you know, the thing that comes to mind then about that is the losing the references. There are many people reach out to me and they're in that place and I say, congratulations, and they're a little bit thrown because they're like, yeah, but everything that I was passionate about, I don't feel that anymore. And, you know, I think, too, along this path that we've not given ourselves permission to, maybe we are passionate about, I'm going to use painting as an example. Ooh, I have a great reference for that. Hold on to that thought. Maybe we paint for a period of time, and maybe we're complete. Maybe we don't care to experience that anymore, and we haven't really allowed ourselves to be okay with that. So that's one aspect of it. Another is I met with a wonderful person named Linda, who you probably know, Gail, who was bringing a painting. She had a beautiful painting of horses that she had made, and she was bringing it to show Roxanne at the event. And I happened to be standing near Linda, so I got to say hello. And I could not even find the words to express how in awe I was of her creation. Mm. And do you know that she explained to me, because in the alchemy journey, we went through kind of a period of a pause, a rest, as we were really integrating and becoming and being. And it was a purpose-filled pause where we were just told to be quiet. Not told to be quiet, but, you know, all that is basically said, you know, this is a time to go be quiet and know yourself. And she said she couldn't paint. She could not paint. And then she came through that experience and started painting like never before.
Mm.
And so that's a really good example of someone, they lost their reference.
Yes.
Because their reference was changing.
Excellent. Excellent example. And to then, as you said, she painted like never before. That's that expansion to where she opened up to a whole new part of herself, a whole new, you know, you, if you will, of each
yeah.
of us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I looked at that canvas, when it was maybe 5x7 size, probably bigger, I don't know, I couldn't even comprehend, and I went there for a moment of, how does someone literally do that? How do they see something in their mind and then create that with a paintbrush? The dimensions to it, the depth of it, the shadowings, it was just, you could have almost thought it was computer-generated. It was so expertly done. And, I mean, we all have these creative abilities within us for our own unique abilities and talents, and it's a matter of who are you and what do you want to experience? That's the big question.
Exactly. So let's look at the word creative. You know, it's, I was just mentioning that we are to be, if you will, according to these quotes, next to the Creator. We are to be that divine, our divine self, to awaken to it, and our self-realization that if we are that beautiful divine self, then we are creators as well, and we create things on this planet. Everything, every moment, everything that anyone has is actually created by you. And so being this beautiful, expansive being, what do you want to create today is a great question. And I think we've asked that before, but I think this is important of looking at, all right, I have choice, I have power, I have focus. We'll get into that word in a minute. But that being creative, it's about going within, as you just said, that pause, that stopping, going within and really examining, really letting the inspiration, you know, letting the spirit
mm-hmm.
come
mm-hmm.
forth to
right.
what is my creation today?
Well, you know, the interesting part of all of this is many of us have not known what we really want. You know, we've operated from so many aspects of being in service at our jobs and our families and in our lives and wholeness that we're really kind of operating outside of ourselves. And when you really ask someone, what do you want? To me, that's the beginning of all this because we often don't know what we want.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
it's really the key words that have also been in my experience the last particular year have been alignment and wholeness. And sometimes it's stepping into that, allowing yourself to become familiar with what makes your heart sing and become familiar with what do you want to experience. And so let's talk about what some of the little steps. Let's just say we start with the beginning of you wake up with your day. And let's look at the kind of, I'll call it the oversoul of the day, because you might have a full calendar of events already, and you could feel like, well, my day is already in place. There's nothing to create. But yes, there is, because how do you want to go through your day? How do you want to feel going through your day? So let's talk about that.
Yes, what an excellent point. Because many of us just are, or I know many times, it's just so easy to get up and then get on with the day. You know, take a shower, brush your teeth, eat breakfast, go to work, whatever it is. And not even think about setting the energy, not even think about, if you will, setting your table for that dinner party for how do you want to experience it? So do you want to experience it in a beautiful, unrushed fashion with the vibrations of certainty, of clarity, of communication, of whatever the words are you choose? So let me go to what I just said, set my table. I love that phrase.
Mm-hmm.
And this came from, of course, the Mastering Alchemy work. But it's we do it all the time. This doesn't have to be alchemy. This is actually something we do all the time. Imagine you're going to throw a dinner party, whether it be just a casual one or something big like Thanksgiving. But you set the table. You prepare the meal. You prepare the place before people come. And so you set the energy, if you will, or the beauty. You make sure everything's in place. You get out the china, maybe, or the napkins that or cloth, not the paper. Whatever it is, light the candles and really set the table and the energy of that experience that of people coming together for that meal. And a day is like that. Every day can be like that.
Well, you know, that brings up the point, too, of how we're becoming more conscious of being aware and conscious, and we have choice where we didn't realize we had choice. Being unconscious is we so remotely have and often do experience the day. Like you said, we get up, we get ready, and where are we in all this process? We're very much in motion, and we can be very much outside of ourselves, not really grounded, aware of what we feel, aware of what is my body calling for me to eat and drink today? And those simple choices really play into a big part of it. And the other big piece is a word that I want to throw in here is deciding. Huge word.
We do have choice. We have to decide. So we have choices, but the decision, the deciding, is the action. What action do you want to take?
Yeah.
So let's take a breath.
Yes, I know, right?
So lots of choices in the morning, just to go back to that, getting up, what do I decide I want to experience today? And that is setting the energy for the day. What words? You can say words. You could say a prayer. You could do a meditation, a very short one if it need be. But something to set that energy, to decide, I'm going to go forth in this, what's another word besides energy, this particular feeling, emotion, expectation with my day. And so I expect it to be beautiful and cooperative in the meeting I'm going to and clear, you know, there's clarity, et cetera. So it really does change the energy and the way that the day unfolds when we do this.
Absolutely, exactly. And, you know, I'm thinking, really thinking about this because, but, you know, we can set something in motion by that deciding and then turn our focus and attention away from it and it's dropped off and at the end of the day we might go, oh yeah, I forgot about that. So, you know, when I'm working with clients one-on-one, I often, when we're making big shifts and changes, because really the core of everything is, this is about creating some new habits. It's about being more aligned in your whole beingness, and that takes some focused attention. So in the creating of new habits, I often say, set an alarm on your phone. Set it to ding every hour and check in. It's creating the habit for you to notice, where am I right now? Meaning, use those emotions. That's your biggest navigation system right there. It tells you where you're at. Are you in a higher vibration? Are you in a lower vibration? Are you feeling, you know, attempting to go through your day feeling happy, but you notice when you do your check-in, you're really not? And then that's pause to stop Mm-hmm. Sometimes I even say that word out loud. Stop, take a deep breath. Take a few deep breaths. Use that breath to help you be centered, grounded in present moment, because in present moment, well, that's where all the creation happens. And then use the tool of a smile. That's a huge tool. I don't think we really knew that is a tool.
But we use it all the time, and children particularly know that it, how powerful it is. And laughter,
but something
too.
As simple as that, yes, laughter is huge, but something as simple as an hourly check-in, or if you're going through something really challenging, maybe it's every 15 minutes, just to bring yourself right to the present moment, and let's all do it right now. Let's take a deep breath, and let everything else just be on pause and be right here, right now, in the moment. Allow your body to get a little more comfortable, even a little more relaxed. Take another breath. And go ahead and put that smile on your face. Just excuse me. Just allow it to be there. Decide you can smile and notice what that feels like.
Feels good.
Yeah. Just something as simple as that makes a shift. And then from this present moment, when you bring yourself into present time, let's talk about that a minute, Gail. Talk about present time. What does that do?
Exactly.
Why does that matter?
Well, so we'll get into that in just one second. I wanted one more comment about your body, because when you physically smile, it really does change your body. And just like Amy Cuddy, if you go Google her on YouTube, she has this beautiful TED Talk about that if you just raise your arms in the victory pose, or put your arms on your hips like in the Superwoman, you know, pose, that actually changes your physiology of your body. It lowers your cortisol, your stress hormones, and it increases your confidence. It increases your testosterone levels, actually, and of course both men and women have that as well. But she gives the example of when people go in for a job interview, if you go to the restroom for a moment and just put your arms over your head in a victory pose for 2 minutes and get in that state, that actually there's a better chance of you being hired. So, you know, you'll be more confident, you'll be more secure in your answers. Just have that power within yourself. It's about turning on your power. And so the body knows these physiological, these outward expressions can actually change our physiology and the way we think. So when setting our reference point, if we want to check in, as you said, with your alarm, it's like, oh yeah, okay, let me stand here, or let me put on a smile that I can really change my body. And so into the present moment, as you just mentioned, it is about the present moment. We can't create anything from the past or the future. We create it now. So if I want to change my reference point, or I want to change my habit, in other words, that I can check in, and that brings me back into, okay, I'm not thinking about the past or the future. I'm actually right now. And now I have a choice. And now I can make that decision of how I want to feel and what I want to, emotion and vibration and energy I want to have present in my day right this minute.
I love that you brought that up, Gail, because I thought of the same video, and we shared that when we were teaching Level 1, because it's such a powerful example of body language, the chemicals going through your body, and yeah, excellent. So it's Amy Cuddy on TED Talks, and it's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
absolutely.
The ironic thing is I just realized how I'm sitting. I got my legs up on my desk. I'm sitting in power pose.
That's another
not
power
even
pose.
Not
exactly.
Funny.
Yes.
Oh, so excellent. So the point in all of this sharing is choices, decisions, actions, and that you've got the power and the ability to make all of these changes quite rapidly, and to know you're really creating what you want to experience.
Yes, absolutely. And even when life gets us down, you know, so I shared with you a little bit before the show that I was laying down because I had I'm doing a liver cleanse, and the liver cleanse from Dr. Scholl's herbdoc.com. It's really, he's got some great stuff. It made me a little queasy, and I had to lay down. And then as I was laying there, my heart was beating really fast, and so I thought about heart, and that made me think about Uma, my dog. And of course, we talked about her on a past show about how she passed away recently of heart failure. And I was listening to my heartbeat, and it's very interesting. I don't normally pay attention to that, but laying there, I could feel it, and so it made me think of, okay, let me listen to the rhythm of my heart, and what a miracle that is, that it is beating with this beautiful rhythm for many, many, many years, you know, that this is just an amazing body that we have. And I thought of Uma with her heart and her failure and how she passed away, and I got sad, and I started to cry, and I you know, realized, okay, there's obviously grief and emotion still that of missing her and not wanting to, sad about not having her around. And so then I laid there for a moment, and I thought, okay, let me honor her and just remember her, and then brought myself back out of that to then go on with the day. So it's about the present moment of, okay, being in that change, being in that I've lost my way or I've lost something important, like my loved one, but I feel lost, and feel that for a moment, but then to honor, as you were saying, we have choice and can make decisions. How do I want to go forward? How do I want to experience myself? And then choose and reset, if you will, the energy to something that you want to create, you want to go forward with.
Exactly. Very beautiful sharing and experience, and so wise, Gil, to take those moments and not dismiss what you are feeling and not try to cover it up, because often we do that. We don't want to feel or look at something that may not be as difficult as we think or as painful, just to allow and be in that for a few minutes and then allow that to be complete or not.
Or complete the moment. You know, it doesn't have to be complete. I know my mother passed away over 20 years ago, but occasionally, you know, I still remember her with some sadness, but mainly, of course, I remember her with beautiful, with gladness, with happiness. But occasionally there's those thoughts of, oh, darn, I can't share this with her. So it's not like it's ever going to go away completely, because the experience, the reference point is there, but the emotional charge on it may lessen over time, and usually does, usually becomes more neutral as we go forward.
Exactly. Very interesting. And really choosing how to, as you just described, experience and go through the process, because it's not going to be, there's some things are not done, you're never going to experience that again. It is part of the journey, part of the experience, and it's how do you want to experience and go through that. So thanks for sharing that. That was big. Yeah.
So back to who we are, it sounds like we have the capacity to do two things, to meditate and to look at our life's journey and to realize, who am I in that life's journey, and to actually have answers to those to that question of, okay, for me, peacemaker, biologist, you know, light worker, all kinds of things, labels I could put on myself. But really knowing myself inside is the journey, that self-realization that was talked about, and to awaken to it now. But then the journey is just that. It is a journey. It is where we have places of change, places of ups and downs, of that riding the waves of the ocean, if you will, in our boat. And sometimes it'll be calm, sometimes it'll be rough, but it's always a journey where you can stay on the boat and you can choose your direction that you want to go. So let's talk about focus for a moment and the power of focusing in the present moment.
Yes. Ha ha ha. Back to the being in motion and how we can be so distracted. I like to use the example of we do. Let's just use a class, an online class, a present class, and a meditation where we've been really uplifted. We come away from it feeling phenomenal, feeling so good, feeling lighter, brighter, enthused, all of those things and whatever you would want to put in there. And then we turn our attention completely away and jump into our life, forgetting where we were.
Exactly.
We do that.
Yes.
How do we not do that?
How do we not do that? So let me tell a story, and I forgive me if I've shared this before. When I was working on my dissertation for my PhD, my major professor said, okay, you've got to get this done. You've got to get this written. And what it requires is focus. You have to sit down and focus on writing this dissertation and finish it. Focus, focus, focus. And I have to laugh because he was so correct. That's what it took. And I did, obviously. I sat down and focused and wrote it and got it done and finished. And to achieve something, to actually be that creator, it's like you were talking about Linda and her painting. She had to sit down and focus on it and actually paint it and do it and finish it. And, of course, there's a great quote that art is never finished. It is only abandoned. I love that quote. And many times that's what we have to do in life is, all right, it may not be, quote, perfect, or it may not be what we, of some standard that we've put on it that we think we have to keep going and modifying it and we can't get the creation out to the world because it's not quite right. Mm-hmm. Abandon it. Finish it.
Yes.
Get it done. And allow it to be out there in the world for other people to see. And then you can create something else.
Excellent. And so that's a great example. I don't think I've ever heard that before. So thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping it even, you know, not everyone listening is going to be creating something big or artistic or writing. So what about let's go back to making it simple about going through the day even.
Mm-hmm.
Just navigating
exactly.
The day. Because what you described with your experience this morning, how many moments within a day do we have things come up? Distractions, some very valid that need our focus and attention. You mentioned we get sick, we can feel really, I'm going to use the term derailed. And just because those things come up doesn't mean that we're derailed at all. It just means, well, we got stopped.
Exactly.
Sometimes there's a deeper meaning, sometimes not. I had a point, and it just escaped me.
Well, as you said, getting derailed brings us back to the present moment. It takes us out of where we were, but it brings us into the exact moment of, oh, wait, I've got to deal with this now. And so we have to stop and deal with it and go on then either with what we were doing or in a new direction.
Yes. Well, and sometimes those derailments or pauses, we'll call it, can really be a time to focus in and say, is there anything to add to what I'm intending to create? Is there anything to tweak it? What is the direction of where I'm going? But overall, I know both of us, not think, are really all about peace.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm seeing the creation of peace going through and coming forward in everything we're doing so that we're feeling that peace within ourselves, peace about our decisions, peace about our choices, navigating our day with a little bit more peace, which at the core
of course is what this show is all about. So
that's
so
true.
So take a breath, and of course we've still got about another, I would say, 15 minutes before we go into the Peace Brain meditation. But you bring me to the meditation in some regards of just how can we be in that that space of just knowing that we're on the right path, I think that's really knowing who I am, knowing that the choice I made is, oh, I'll use the word correct, even though that's, you know, that's right and wrong have gone out the window in some regards. And I'm not talking about ethics, I'm talking about choices. But it's about how do I know that this is what my focus needs to be. There is no right or wrong. Just choose. Just do it.
Right.
You know,
right.
Just do it.
That reminds me of, so in Mastering Alchemy, for those that are on that path will know this, and those that have never heard of it, we do a lot with words, with living words, because words hold a frequency and a vibration, and they matter. They make a difference. And one of the words that we learned in alchemy is the oops, which is such a
fun. I love oops.
And it's as simple as, you know, oops, you know what? That's not what I want to do. I didn't mean that, so I'm just going to oops it and I'm going to choose again.
And that makes it really gentle. You know, it brings it to a place of that. I love the word oops because it's childlike. It's fun. It's apologetic, but it's also not,
there's nothing attached to it.
No intention. I'm sorry, what?
Mm-hmm. There's like nothing attached to it. It feels like a standalone that you can literally give yourself permission to use the oops, turn your focus somewhere else, and be done with whatever the oops was wiping away, like erasing. I never saw that before.
Good point. Good point.
Sorry, I interrupted with that, but it was just like that was kind of a fun moment I had there with the oops. Because I didn't really like that word in the beginning. It was like, what? That just seems so redundant, so childish, so ridiculous, and little did I know, it was also so valuable, so important. And I could almost even say necessary.
Back to the childlike part of it, it's, you know, when we are in that childlike joy and that childlike energy, we're pure. There is no motivation, there's no hidden agenda, there's no I'm doing this to manipulate something. I mean, it loses all of those. It's pure energy. It's pure emotion. It's that purity of the oops is just I made a wrong step, and so I can easily correct that and move to the correct, you know, to where I want to step, and no one takes offense with it. It doesn't have that judgment or any other emotions, as I was just saying, attached to it. And so this being in the childlike spirit is really a great way to go through your whole day.
True. And the thing about the oops I'm realizing, too, is it's that childlike innocence of you can be done. You don't have to drag it forward. You don't have to keep experiencing it. You don't have to beat yourself up for I did it wrong. No, you didn't. Just be right here, right now, and take a breath and all right, then. Now, what would you like to experience? How about that smile coming back across your face? How about the word, I love this word, kindness? In our event, when we talked about creating living, we're all excited here. Living in a world, what would we want? And I'm going to go right in my house because I love that word and I believe that we can. I say that so sternly. I believe regardless of what's going on, we can be kind to one another. And I know that I'll share this, that my husband, Jim, has been my best teacher in this that I did not understand when he first did this. But there was a time when he came over to me. I think I was in the kitchen doing something, and he said, I just want you to know that I'm like, I don't remember how he phrased it. I think he said he was in a bad mood. I'm really irritated about something. And I'm in a bad mood, and I wanted you to know it doesn't have anything to do with you at all. And I was just, like, stunned. First of all, because I didn't even notice, because he wasn't exhibiting. He wasn't outwardly expressing I'm in a bad mood. And so that surprised me. And I was kind of in awe that he was just letting me know. And he was letting me know that he was going inward to deal with whatever he was dealing with. It purposely, I don't think he could have even given this run out that he was doing this, but he was not projecting it out. He wasn't projecting his bad day on me, and he was even letting me know, I'm in process going through something, and I just want you to know that. So if I look like something. Mm-hmm. It's not about you. It's my stuff. That's pretty big.
That's huge. And what a gift.
I know. And I didn't even get it at the time. I was like, well, I'm really glad you told me because I had no idea. And what a wise man. No one ever told him to do that. He just did, and he still does that, and it's really amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why did I bring that up? I forgot.
Well, you were talking about kindness, and that is a very kind thing to do, absolutely.
That's why I brought it up. To me, that's the epitome of, he wasn't going around kicking things or throwing energy because of whatever he was in process with. He was being kind amidst his own little thing, whatever it was, work-related. He was still kind in it, and especially in his expression. That was my point, that I really believe that we can have our experiences, have our whatever, and that's the power of choosing, regardless of what's going on. You know what? I'm still going to be happy, even if it seems like an oxymoron that I can't be happy while I'm in a challenge, and I'm here to say, you can. Not only can you, it's actually important to take moments and purposely be happy in a challenge because your body needs that break. Your soul, spirit really need that from you, and that's where the insights will come, and that's where the answers will flow to you when you change your vibration and choose to be in a more happy, peaceful, calm state.
Mm-hmm. Excellent example. Thank you for sharing that. And I have another example to go along with that. So let me just reiterate, when Jim, your husband, told you that was a very kind act, and he was then working on what he had to deal with himself, and so you were spared, if you will, all of the, as you said, the throwing of the energy and the judgments and whatever else that you wouldn't have known, is this something to do with me or not? And so that's a beautiful way for us to start to practice with our partners and the people we work with, to just be honest and say, you know, I'm going through something, just let me deal with it, and it's not anything to do with you. And that's a very kind act. So I have kind of the, it's not the opposite, but it's, okay, what if someone throws energy at us? And I had this, my dear husband, I love him, and he's so wonderful. He had something come up in work, and it, again, was not anything to do with us or me, but he was grumpy, and he was really acting grumpy. And so he was throwing energy a little bit, you know, at me and at the day, and had mm-hmm. this frown on his face. And so I just asked him, I said, "You're grumpy, aren't you?" And he said, "Yes." And I just laughed, and I went, "Yeah, you're right. You are pretty grumpy." and so it just, because I laughed, I called it out, and I laughed at it. I laughed at his expression. He was able to stop and put a smile on his face, like, "Oh yeah, I guess I am being grumpy, you know, mm-hmm. and I need to be grumpy." And I went over and gave him a hug. Said, "It's okay to be grumpy. Okay,
yeah.
You know?"
And
so the point I'm making here is, even if someone is in a bad space or whatever, throwing their energy around, you can send them love and compassion and kindness back, and actually laughter, and that helps it shift to a new space, because then he got to a new space, like, "Oh yeah, okay, I guess I am doing, you know, I got to deal with this. I'm whatever it is, I don't need to be as grumpy as I've been." And
yeah. And
so it gave him permission, but also shifted to that, as you said, that happiness.
Yes, excellent. Very nice. Great example, because you didn't have to mirror that grumpy back, and then you both would have been like that.
Exactly.
We've all done that before.
Maybe we haven't. We all probably know that place.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we can certainly do a whole series on relationship, and that's another topic, but,
So back to this with reference points, and I love the words expanding, creative, and focus. To know who we are in that beautiful expanded place, and to know that we have creations, both big ones and small ones, you know, the focus ones, the big ones that we either have to do for work or for our own expression. But the little ones of just everything that we, you know, every step we walk during the day is a creation.
Mm-hmm.
And being focused on what do we choose.
Hmm. Yes, exactly.
And bring us back to every moment's a choice, even if I lost my reference point, that I don't have a past experience to use as a reference point for what I'm going through today, that I can create new reference points to go forward.
Absolutely. And have fun with it. You know, have fun. Oh, my gosh, is that a message over and over again. Lighten up on yourself. Have some fun. And let things be a little more simple.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it's about time for the Peace Train, Peace Brain Meditation.
The train is leaving the station.
Yeah, exactly. Grab on. Grab
yeah.
on to the rail. Join the journey. Any thoughts on that, Pam? Do you want to contribute at all or allow the new friends or just have it be a creation?
I would love you to create something wonderful for us.
Okay.
Around whatever comes through inspiringly. In the moment, Gail, in the moment, I would love to participate and see, I mean, by listening and being in the experience mm-hmm. of what you create.
Okay, fantastic. Excellent. So let everyone just, if you can just take a breath. And realize that you are here in the present moment. And go ahead and give yourself the grounding cord just to be connected to Mother Earth, that beautiful energetic connection from the last vertebrae of your spine to the center of the planet. I like to envision a beam of light or a monkey's tail is always fun too for kids or for us adults to visualize that you're connected to Mother Earth. You've got that grounding cord on. And it releases all of the thoughts of what you may not need to be thinking right now, like things I have to do in the future or things I didn't do in the past or something that's coming up that you're worried about. Just release all of that and be in the present moment. Allow all of that to flow into the center of the planet and be recycled into new energy by Mother Earth. So let's take a breath and really in those beautiful quotes that we started the show with, who are you? To realize yourself, the goal is self-realization. And to awaken is a time of now. Who have you been from the time you were born to where you are now? Whatever age you are, think about your life journey. Think about those reference points in your life. I invite you to actually create a timeline, a kind of continuum out in front of you. If you have your eyes closed, just envision it in front of you with those little markers, if you will, of where maybe significant things happened in your life. You might have gone to school, graduated, gotten married, moved to a new city, gotten a pet, lost a loved one, birthed a loved one. Whatever they might be, those significant moments in your life, the big things. And then maybe there are significant moments that don't seem so big, but they really were. They really did give you a new reference point of who you are and what direction you're going. Some conference maybe you even attended. Something that stirred a new part of yourself into who you are. Think about that. Some country you might have traveled to that opened your eyes to a new possibility, to a new place, maybe a new part of yourself that needed to be birthed and that actually became part of your vocation or what you're doing today. Perhaps a person you met along the way, just in casual meeting, that actually changed the course of your life. Or maybe not by knowing that they actually changed the course, but that sparked an idea in you that was a new invention. A new invention either in physical form or a new invention of who you are. You've had many, many reference points in your life. Honor them and really love them. This is who you are. You are this life's journey. And remember that all through this, you are a spirit having a human experience. So begin to think. In fact, I invite you to choose one reference point, one event, and realize, how did you grow during that experience? How did you awaken to your new self? How did you have a clearer picture of your self-realization? And how perhaps did it bring you closer to God, to the Creator, to all that is? Mull over that experience. Notice the you beforehand and the you that experienced that reference point. And then the new you that came afterwards. Take a breath and remember. And then the new you that walked forward from that reference point opened new doors to new possibilities and new reference points. And see on that timeline how that one event, that one reference point, really allowed you to go in a new direction. What door did it open for you? And how has that new beginning made you who you are today? Now honor your creations along the way. Know that whenever we each go through a new reference point, a new experience in life, whether it be big or small, we have this choice. We have this choice point to make a decision and to take an action. And to be creative. So now think about your creations. And they don't have to be necessarily physical. They can be emotional or have a quality to them that you've created. How have you been of service to the world? Ooh, that's a big question. You have. Think of the ways you have served yourself, you've served your family, and you've served your community. For all of us are here to be a servant. We're here for 100% personal growth and 100% to be of service to the world. So it's both. So allow yourself to celebrate how you've been of service, how your journey, walking your journey through these various reference points and being creative and focusing on things that you have created, have opened new doors and new possibilities to what your spirit is really here to do and to be. So take a breath and honor who you are today in this present moment. And I invite you to come back to the room, open your eyes, and know that you are this beautiful being who has multiple creative talents and certainly the choice of what you want to be, how you want to set your table for your life. Thank you for tuning in to the Peace Brain Show today with my guest, Pam Rennie. I'm very excited that you were here and that you got to hear both of us talk about this topic of what happens when you lose your reference points and how you get them back and create new ones. So if you'd like to find more about Pam Rennie, you can go to her website, pamrennie.com. That's PamRennie.com. And if you'd like to find out more about me, Dr. Gail Lash, you can go to tourismforpeace.com, or you can email me at hello@peacebrain.org. So take a breath, honor who you are, and please, I invite you to go forth and activate your peace brain and put your mark on our World Peace Trails map. Many, many blessings. Namaste. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you for joining us on the Peace Brain Show. You can find us at tourismforpeace.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Gail's Alchemy of Peace coaching sessions, her Peace Master plans for your business or organization, and her upcoming book, Peace Brain 101. Tune in to BBS Radio Station 2 every other Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern for the Peace Brain Show and your next installment of wonder, inspiration, and practical peace.